Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are working to gain support for an agreement that would raise the nation's debt ceiling. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that after weeks of tense negotiations, the two sides reached a deal to lift the borrowing limit and avert a potential default.
Speaker McCarthy tells Fox News Sunday that the bill is a step in the right direction and that he's confident that it will pass both the House and Senate.
Normally, you have a 1,000-page bill. This is going to be less than 150 pages. Normally, the country doesn't know about it till after it's passed. No, we'll wait 72 hours. This is worthy of the American people. I want them to read it. I want them to understand it.
President Biden also struck an optimistic tone, saying the nation is in good shape on averting a potential default. The Treasury Department estimates the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills by as early as June 5th. The House is expected to bring the bill up for a vote on Wednesday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In the past week, two more Republicans entered the race for president, and on the Democratic side, President Biden's campaign says they plan to compete in states the president lost in 2020. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
At this early stage in a presidential contest, it is quite common for campaigns to talk about trying to win states where their party came close in the last presidential cycle. It's about increasing the number of possible paths to victory in the Electoral College and making sure their opponents have to invest in those states as well. Kevin Munoz is a spokesman for the campaign.
The Biden-Harris re-election is looking to expand the map even further than what it did in 2020. And that means playing in states that we feel we can be competitive. That includes North Carolina and that includes Florida.
A Trump campaign spokesman says this is a sign the Biden campaign is afraid it can't win again in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Rescuers are using flashlights right now as they search for survivors in the wreckage of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa that partially collapsed on Sunday. Contractor Ted Makovich tells ABC News that he was inside the building. He describes what he heard when he got out.
There was a lot of screams, a lot of cries, a lot of people saying help when the building came down, but that did not last. Two or three minutes, and then the whole area was silent.
Authorities are not saying whether anyone died in the collapse. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won his third term in office on Sunday. NPR's Fatma Tanis is in Istanbul.
One thing to note is that Erdogan came into office two decades ago as a champion of people who felt neglected by previous governments, working class people and religious conservatives, and they still see him as someone who looks after them. Meanwhile, those who voted against him are deeply disappointed and say they're concerned for their future.
That's NPR's Fatma Tanis reporting. You're listening to NPR News. New Mexico police say the three men killed Saturday during a motorcycle rally in the mountain resort town of Red River were members of rival outlaw gangs. They say the shooting followed an earlier fight in Albuquerque. At least five other people were wounded in the shooting, and at least three people are facing charges stemming from the attack, including a 30-year-old man who's in a hospital. He'll be charged with murder. A group of performers known as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will take part in the L.A. Dodgers Pride Night After All next month. The team had disinvited the LGBTQ plus charity following criticism by some Catholics. NPR's Jason DeRose has more.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is a drag troupe that dresses like nuns as a campy critique of traditional morality and gender norms. The Dodgers had originally invited the sisters to recognize their charitable work. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida then sent a letter to the baseball commissioner in protest, saying the group intentionally mocks and degrades Christians. The Dodgers rescinded the original invitation, but after a backlash by LGBTQ groups to the backlash by some Catholics, the baseball team apologized and says the ersatz nuns are back on the program. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are now set to receive the Community Hero Award on LA Dodgers Pride Night, June 16th. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Los Angeles.
It was a thrilling finish for the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. Joseph Newgarden passed the defending race winner Marcus Ericsson in the final lap to win the annual race. Ericsson came in second, while Santino Ferrucci finished in third. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.